Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra. Perik Hey, Mishnah Beis. Hamoicher is a chamor, if someone sells a donkey, loy macher kelav. He did not mean to sell the kelim that come along with the donkey. We'll soon explain what those kelim are. Nochem hamada yoymer macher kelav. If you sell a donkey, the donkey's gear does come along. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pamim mechurin, ipamim ena mechurin. Sometimes the kelim are included in the sale, and sometimes they aren't sold together with the donkey. Now the Matanur explains as follows. Donkeys were used for two things. For riding, you would ride on a donkey. You had to get from one place to another, and it was too far to walk. And also they would carry loads. Now, when you use the donkey for riding, you use the saddle. If you use the donkey for carrying things, so there were special sacks and saddlebags. It would like be a strip that went across the top of the donkey and two bags on both sides. So when the Mishnah says, Hamoicher is a chamar, that if you sell a donkey, lo yimacher kelim, you didn't sell the kelim, which kelim are we referring to? The riding kelim, like the saddle, or things that come along with the saddle? Or do we mean these special bags that you kind of hang over the donkey and you can put things inside? Zoktabat tenura. The saddle, the things that come along like with the saddle that you need to ride with, that you use to ride on the donkey, everyone holds. They are included in the sale of the donkey, even if they weren't on the donkey at the time of the sale. The machloikas is only about the kalim that are used for schlepping things, that you put onto the donkey, tie it around the donkey, and there are bags on all sides, you put things in them. The Tanakhama says, when you sell a donkey, those are not included. Nochem Amadei says, they are included. And the halachas like the Tanakhama, that the carrying kalim are not included even if they were on the donkey at the time of the sale. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the first Tana. Usually, the carrying kelim is not included in the sale. But there are times when it's clear that over here he did mean to sell it. Let's see the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Pa'amim mechurin. There are times when the carrying gear, again, the bags or the pouches that you connect to the donkey when you want to put things in it or on it for the donkey to schlep. Pa'amim mechurin, sometimes it's sold, or pa'amim, and sometimes enim mechurim, it's not sold. Ketzad, how does this work? When yes, when no? And for the Mishnah, hayachamar lefanav, if there was a donkey standing in front of the buyer, the kelav alav, and the carrying kelim were on it. Yarmaloi, and the person said to the owner of the donkey, ooh, mecharli chamar chazeh, sell me this donkey that you have. This donkey, hare kelav mechurin. The kelim that are on this donkey is included in the sale. Why? Because he said, chamar chazeh, this donkey. He could have just said, sell me your donkey. Why this donkey? The Teretz says he meant to say the way it is now, with the kelim that are on it. So again, chamar chazeh, hare kelav mechurin, the kelim are sold. If he says, chamar chahu, he sees the donkey and he says, is this your donkey? Would like to buy it in kelav mechurin. That doesn't mean that these bags that are on the donkey, that you put things in, are included in the sale. Even if it was on the donkey. Chamar chahu means, says about tenura, is this your donkey? I'd like to buy it. It's the same as I'd like to buy a donkey, where kelim are not included. However, the Bat Tanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said if you sell a donkey, the kelim do not come along according to the Tanakhama. Nochem Amadai says they do. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. The Bat Tanura told us riding kelim, like the saddle, are always included, whether it's on the donkey or not. The Machloikis is about sacks that connect to the donkey when you want to use the donkey to schlep things. Tanakhama says they're not included. Nochem Amadei says, if they're on the donkey, they are included. The Bat Tanura, by the way, says that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, and you don't automatically get these carrying kelim. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends how he says it. If he said, Chamar Chazeh, sell me this donkey of yours, Mecharli Chamar Chazeh, why did he add the word Zeh? It must mean that if the donkey is standing here with these kelim, like this roof rack connected to it, he meant to include it. That's why he added the word Zeh. But if he says chamar chahu, that means he just meant to ask, is this your donkey? I'd like to buy it. So it means just the donkey, and not the caliph.